Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
At this point, we've raised $1.3 million, and so in addition to the $1.3, the $1 million would cap off what we would need to complete the project.
So what are you going to ask the County Commission for on Thursday?
The $1 million. Everybody that comes to Pensacola is going to say to themselves, they're going to say to themselves, now that's a town I want to visit because they're proud to be Americans. There's an intrinsic value to that that I don't think you can add up with any kind of calculation.
Well, unfortunately, it's the role of this board to add that up and to consider all of the supporting elements to the plaza.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I want this to happen as much as any other citizen in Escambia County, but I do need to reference the facts of the statute. We need to check statutory boxes first, and then we can talk about if it's effective or not secondarily. But for me, I'm having a hard time checking the first box as if it aligns with the statute.
You ever have that feeling of, uh-oh? Yeah, at the Tourism Development Council meeting on Tuesday, I told you yesterday I had not had a chance to watch this yet, and I did go back yesterday to watch it specifically because I thought this might have been an issue. I wasn't sure. And because it's going to be on the County Commission agenda this morning in Escambia County, Chris Dosev and the Chappie James Memorial Foundation folks are going to come and ask for $1 million to complete the funding so they can start, you know, turning dirt and build a fantastic monument to the first four-star black American, four-star general in American history, Air Force General Chappie James, Daniel Chappie James Jr. And we named the bridge for him. We're going to have a phantom there. It's going to be awesome, plus a flag, plus a statue, plus information. It's going to be great if it gets funded. And that's now the question because, as you heard there, okay, voices of Chris Dosev and Jim Reeves at first, you know, they have $750,000 already approved by the council. Recommended by the council. It has to be approved by the county commission. They wanted to raise it to $1 million. And the council took a vote and actually said, no, we can't do that. And the vote was 2-7. And there's a lot of new members on the council, okay? They've changed a lot of people on there since the last time around. Ashley Hoffberger is now on there for the commission. Jen Brer and Charles Bear are from the city council. Brad Molinex and Jason Nicholson are there from the tourism industry. You still have Shirley Cronley and Tisha Patel and David Bear. But basically, Jim Reeves and Ashley Hoffberger voted to raise it to $1 million and got voted down. Main concerns were that it doesn't satisfy the statute because we kind of got some information back from the Attorney General's office about that building is not something they can do. Building this particular kind of a thing is not something that's justified with TDT money. Promoting it, sure, but building it, they don't think so, and that's why they had this conversation. And then after they voted to not go to $1 million, Chris Dosev did what I think Chris Dosev does, which is he kind of got his hackles up, you know. He got his feathers in a ruffle, and, you know, he's an old retired Marine, I think major. And, you know, sometimes he has a way of putting things that he thinks is forceful and compelling but just winds up alienating people. And I worry that that's what happened here.
I have a few things I'd like to say.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no.
This next week is a very important week in Marine Corps history. I don't know if you're aware of it. But February 19th. Historically was known as Iwo Jima Day. One of my personal heroes, and Americans do not forget their heroes, was Gunnery Sergeant John Bassalone. John Bassalone received the Medal of Honor for his actions at the Battle of Guadalcanal. He rejoined his Marines and landed on Iwo Jima on February 19th. He was killed on that same day. We landed 30,000 Marines on that island, 30,000. After 36 days of battle, over 6,000 were killed. Over 25,000 were injured.
And that is amazing and horrifying, and I always appreciate a story that reminds me of our military history. The landing for that, okay, and he talked about his personal experience and some of the folks that he knew, and then the landing for that was...
Veterans in his community may not have the money to put their names on buildings and things of that nature.
Okay, That is a direct shot at David Baer. David Baer is the chairman of the TDC. The Baer name is on a lot of stuff in town, right? I mean, there's no other way to interpret that comment. So back to the beginning of this section.
Veterans in this community may not have the money to put their names on buildings and things of that nature, but I can tell you this, the time and effort and sacrifice that they have given to this country and this community is immeasurable and priceless. The veterans in this community want to see a monument honoring General James in this community, and they expect the participation of people on boards, whether it's the county or the council or boards like this.
See, there's kind of a veiled or else, you know, how dare you to all of this. And the problem is they're already on his side in wanting it. What they're saying is the statute may not allow it. Now, I think there's another issue, and I kind of mentioned this in passing yesterday, which is I get along with Chris, but Chris is an abrasive person. He's a hard charger, do as I say, get it done. That can be very useful in a lot of ways. It's also kind of off-putting in a lot of ways. And I strongly suspect that the kind of runaround that he's been getting, that Jim Reeves even talked about in this whole conversation, you know, the back and forth and the attorney general and the does it qualify, is at least partly because people in power don't like Chris Dosev. And I don't know what would happen if he were not running this show, if it were other people, because there are a lot of other people involved in this project. If one of them stepped up, I think they would have a lot better success, frankly. I hate to say that. I hate to see personality be a part of it. But, you know, I strongly suspect that. And I've talked with other people who also strongly suspect that. So we'll come back to this in a second, kind of how it all landed. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still dealing with that accident on a Marcus Point Boulevard and Rambler Drive at that intersection. You know, seeing some roadblock there and traffic starting to back up on Marcus Point Boulevard, so be aware of that. I-10 starting to slow down between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So back to Chris Dosev's message to the after they have voted to not advance the million, to leave it at 750.
Sun is currently forward deployed off the coast of China with the Marines and his Marines in defense of our national interests. That's the kind of people you have coming from this community. So when you think about dollars and you're concerned about whether it says Plaza or venue, remember that. And remember John Bassalone. And remember, Americans do not forget their heroes. Thank you.
Kind of an if you forget our heroes by not funding this, you're not real Americans. Like, that's the implication, right? So, David Baer, chairing the commission, says...
Thank you, Mr. Dosev, and thank you for your service to our country and your passion for the this project and everything you're doing. I just want to make sure you understand we are not trying to conflate the two issues. One, General James was a hero, a local hero, and we appreciate his service and what he did for our country and clearly what he did for our community. But we as the Tourist Development Council are obligated to follow the laws.
And that's the whole issue, at least as far as the meeting yesterday goes. You know, you had an analysis of the issue that seems to say they can't be funding it for a million. So Charles Baer, who himself is a veteran, says...
Given the statute, given and the Attorney General opinion, I would make a motion that we, I don't know the proper way to say it, rescind the $750,000 recommendation to the County Commission.
Oh, it can get worse. You can fail to get the million, and they might actually take away the $750,000. And the attorney who was there, Kristen Huell, she's the assistant attorney, she said, yeah, we've never done that before, but yeah, you can. Charles Baer continues.
I believe in this project, too. I'm a veteran. And so when I hear another veteran talk about us not thinking about veterans, it really strikes me. So, and I wish Mr. Dosev was in the room.
Oh, no, he left also. Didn't, oh, it's bad. Look, see, that kind of, so Charles Baer move to actually stop recommending the 750 because it doesn't comply with the statute in their view, and instead do a study with the Haas Center to see what kind of tourism impact this thing could have, which would be useful to future funding requests and also to this project. And that voted approved 8-1. So not only did they not get the million, they lost the 750. Can I give you an analogy on this whole personality thing? If you wanted to get funding from the city of Milton City Council, would you send me to get it?
That answer would be no, Andrew.
You got to know your target audience, you know, and there might be places you would send me. I don't think you'd send me there, not under the current configuration, right? So they voted 8-1 to rescind it. So the county commission is going to take this up today. And then you had the very end of the meeting. I guess they could spend TDT on it. I wouldn't think they will, but they could spend a million of their own on it. And look, I genuinely hope that this thing gets funded. I've loved the idea of this since it was proposed. It would be a great addition to our community. I don't know whether it's lawful under TDT use. I just don't know. Okay. I suspect they're right. And if all of them are saying they don't think it's justified, then I'm inclined to go with them on it. Should we find a way to fund it? I sure hope we do. I sure hope we do. It's certainly worth it. But as I said, at the end of the meeting, Jason Nicholson.
Chair, I'd like to start by saying as a former Marine,
We'll start with you, Jason.
I honor also the General Chappie James Memorial Plaza, and I want to see this done. I echo Major Dosev's sentiment that the most honorable in our society are those that are willing to raise their right hand and defend our culture and our homeland. Unfortunately, this is not, in my opinion, the right source for the funding, but I'm certain that this community can rally behind this initiative and find the right bank for the money.
See, that's where I am, too. I've never met Jason Nicholson before. He makes a lot of really good salient points, and I agree. Jen Brayer, city council member.
Only that is always very difficult to vote against anything veteran within this, because it is such an important part of this community. And once again, I also would like to support that. I would like to see this come to fruition just through the proper source.
Yeah. Jim Reeves, remember, he's lost both votes that he was on the other side of, calling for the motion, kind of.
Thank you. Mr. Reeves?
Well, I just want to thank everybody for the support they gave me tonight.
I love it.
But I do want to say that whether we gave the monument 750 or a million, personally, I don't have a dog in that fight other than the guy's a hero. And when this first came to this board, you, Mr. Chairman, insisted on Attorney General's opinion. And to me, it's just been delayed and fooled around with. So I think we ought to either set it or forget it. It just keeps coming back, and it keeps coming back.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think he's wrong. I think there's more to it than just what seems on the surface. I'm not saying that any of the particular people here that have been talking have hidden motives. I just, it doesn't make sense why it's taken this long to get answers on this thing. It really doesn't, unless it's a personality and politics thing, in which case I get along with Chris. I want this project to succeed. If I were giving advice, my advice would be, as a PR person, send somebody else to represent the organization. There are all kinds of other people who represent this organization who are much better at the diplomacy, and I would send them. I hope Chris sees that too. And I don't know. We'll see. You know, this morning we're going to have this going to be at the meeting, so we'll see what actually happens. Ashley Hoffberger, the last one to comment.
Husband's an Army veteran as well, so making sure that we honor that part of their American culture is also very important to me. And maybe the Haas study will come back with additional information that we'll be able to act on as well. So looking forward to being able to review that. And just thank you guys for a very collaborative meeting. I appreciate everyone's comments and input, and it was great to be a part of it for the first time. So thank you.
And I mean, she's always such a refreshing voice. And some of the stuff she's done on the county commission has been very interesting as well. So there you have it. The drama continues this morning at the county commission meeting in Escambia County. I don't have music for the Escambia County Commission, although this would be TDC music, I suppose, but We'll see how it all turns out. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Just that one accident I want to let you know about. Still dealing with the Marcus Point Boulevard and Rambler Drive. There's in the cleaning stages of that one, but I'm still seeing delays on Marcus Point Boulevard, both going north and southbound. And if you're rolling toward Nine Mile Road southbound on Highway 29, you're going to see some delays. And then south of West Nine Mile Road, you're going to see some delays there on Highway 29. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know, Frontier Motors, one of the things they really pride themselves on is just kind of being different. Like, they know you don't like to buy a car. Nobody really, I mean, if you like to go buying cars, I don't understand you. Because it's just, it's inconvenient, it's frustrating, it's time-consuming. You feel like you're going to make a mistake no matter what you do. A lot of times you go to places where you feel like they're going to try to take advantage of you. It just kind of gives you that icky feeling before, during, and after. At Frontier Motors, their goal is to avoid all of that. It's to make you feel good before, during, and after. Like, make it easy. You know, like a simple thing, you know, all the cars are open, get in them, look around, no problem. Take a test drive, drive five or six, no problem, whatever. You know, easy, not the high pressure sales, you know, low key sales. They want to give you the best deal on a good quality car you can count on. They only sell A quality cars that they warranty to 10 years or 100,000 miles. They want you to have confidence in the process. And I know from my experience, I do. That's why I believe in them and like them and talk about them. I mean, I actually, when we bought our Odyssey, I went to our sales manager and said, let me do live reads for them. They're great. Like, I just encourage you. The experience we had, I hope you have it too. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
What does it mean to be more than conquerors? Romans 8:37 says that in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Notice the word in all these things. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, peril, nakedness, and sword. Most of us feel like a conqueror before we get to the time of tribulation, not in those times. Or we feel like a conqueror after we get through a time of distress. Yet the text says in all these things. And the key phrase is through him that loved us. If you know the love of God through Jesus Christ, no circumstance of life can separate you from that love. Therefore, you can walk through this old world with a spiritual swagger and be fully persuaded that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
7:29 on News Radio 92.3. Cold today, colder overnight tomorrow. We've got Steve Taylor in the newsroom with our headlines. Steve?
Hamas handed over the bodies of four dead Israeli hostages today, including two children ages 4 and 9 months and their mother. They were kidnapped October 7, 2023, during the Hamas attack on Israel. A measles outbreak in West Texas is now up to 58 cases. Health leaders are frustrated there that no help seems to be coming from the federal government, which they say is refusing to acknowledge the growing problem. There are also a handful of cases popping up next door in New Mexico, close to where the current outbreak is centered. And that's what's happening.
Amazing. You know, yesterday, John, we were talking about the issue of when a culture does a thing and then that thing becomes a habit or a tradition, and then we forget all the reasons and the controversy and the arguments, and we don't know how to defend ourselves against the people who come in and challenge the status quo.
That's right.
I give you anti-vaxxing in America. Perfect paradigm case of that.
You're correct.
Because people don't know the science and they don't know how to answer the very passionate, devoted critics.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump signs an order to ban the use of federal money for migrants in the country illegally.
Under the order issued overnight, our understanding the government will cut out money to spend encouraging them to get Obamacare, money for assistance programs like food stamps, as well as for the children health insurance. Meantime, today, the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS, expected to inform thousands of its workers their services no longer needed. There are reports the cuts could impact some 6,000 workers just as tax season gets underway.
Fox's Mark Meredith, president, says some of the savings from cost cutting could go back to taxpayers.
A 20% dividend, so to speak, for the money that we're saving by going after the waste and fraud and abuse and all of the other things that are happening. I think it's a great idea.
And one idea is $5,000 for every tax-paying household. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 right now, 33 degrees and partly sunny. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. More than 1,000 National Park employees were let go this week as a part of the Trump administration's effort to reduce the size of the federal workforce. Jessica Krieger is a park ranger who is part of those layoffs and says half of her department at Fort Pickens was let go over the weekend. Krieger says the probationary employees received an email saying they were being let go because they failed to meet proper qualifications, knowledge, skills, and abilities. She says she took 30 courses and received certifications to qualify for that position. The Associated Press reports the firings could impact park management and maintenance, and that could mean a change in operating hours. Park visitor Hap Harrington told Channel 3,
"I feel sorry that they're being let go. They're vested, probably, and I don't know what the circumstances are. I don't know what all the circumstances are that contribute to them being let go." Whether they're involved in a buyout or something like that.
Officials with Gulf Islands National Seashore say to watch the park's social media pages for any changes in the park hours or their services. There's nothing like celebrating a Mardi Gras parade than, of course, discovering your vehicle was towed along the parade route. This scenario could play out if you happen to park in the wrong place for the downtown Mardi Gras parades coming up. Pensacola is closing more streets this year to increase security, and for the first time, the city's going to close Main Street for the parades. And if you're confused as to where you can and cannot park and what streets will be closed, we posted a map on our News Radio Facebook page at News Radio 923. And, of course, we're going to get an update from Pensacola Police Spokesman Mike Wood about those new parking rules in a few minutes right here on Pensacola Morning News. Governor Ron DeSantis is scoffing at reports that Canadian tourists and winter visitors are having second thoughts about coming to Florida. Tammy Trujillo has details.
The reports say they're staying away because of President Trump's tariff policy and his offer to make Canada the 51st state.
Oh, Canadians rethinking, you know, going to Florida in light of the tensions. I'm seeing a lot of Canadian license plates in Florida.
DeSantis says Canadians' desire to escape the cold will override politics. The governor says tourism numbers have increased following previous calls for boycotting Florida. Canadians have booed the U.S. national anthem at hockey games and started campaigns to buy Canadian in response to tensions with the U.S. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Right now, let's check our forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to be seeing a chilly day today with temperatures in the 40s for highs, plenty of sunshine. Overnight tonight, dropping back below freezing in the 20s. Waking up Friday morning, very cold with a high near 51 in the afternoon. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 38. Starting a gradual warm up through the weekend, mostly sunny on Saturday with a high near 58 and a low near 43. Stay connected at Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thanks. Let's check in with John Pickens for traffic. traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, all you have to do is visit watsonfirm.com. If you are on 87 approaching I-10 right now, there's a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock that happened. The roadway is blocked right now, so it's going to hamper your way into I-10. Still dealing with that accident on Marcus Point Boulevard and Rambler Drive. It's off to the side of the road, but we're still seeing delays in that area. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone is seeing about a 5 to 7 minute delay. Other than that, if you're rolling on Avalon trying to get to I-10, we're not seeing any accidents, just congestion delays associated with that. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, John. 33 degrees right now in Pensacola, 34 in Gulf Breeze, and 35 in Milton at 735. Next news is at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
With the arrival of the all-electric Volkswagen ID. Buzz, there's a lot of excitement generating at P4 Imports on New Warrington Road. The highly anticipated new VW van brings the past back to life while aiming toward the future with bold innovation that promises to impress. Catch an ID. Buzz on your exclusive test drive today. And while you're there, check out the 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport. These full-sized SUV models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months or up to $4,500 in customer discounts. And the 2024 Tiguan, VW's crossover, is available for 0% financing for a full 60 months or up to $3,000 in rebates. Peakmore Imports on New Warrington Road has the distinctive and innovative design that Volkswagen drivers love to drive home. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peakmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Discounts are a standalone offer and not to be combined with special APR rates offered through Volkswagen Financial Services. Qualifying credit offers expire March 3rd, 2020.
What do you want in a job? What if this job had great benefits and uncapped income? What if this job was right here in town, working for award-winning radio stations? What if this job had an opening right now as a marketing consultant working with local businesses? What if this job, you occasionally get to listen to one of country music's rising stars or meet a famous TV star or athlete in the office? If you're looking for a job like this and have sales experience, then hurry up and send your resume to hr@newsradio1620.com.
Sunbelt Conference basketball returns to Pensacola, Florida, March 4th for the men's and women's championships.
Cinderella finds a way.
Get your seat to the Pensacola Bay Center. Tickets are on sale now.
Puts it up. And in!
The 2025 Sunbelt Basketball Championships from the stunning Florida Panhandle in Pensacola, March 4th through the 10th. Go to Ticketmaster.com for the best in college basketball postseason action.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, 7:38, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Mike Wood is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. He joins us every Thursday. Mike, welcome back, sir. Good to have you.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, so yesterday, as I know you were aware, we had some unclarity over the question of street closures relating to the Pensacola Mardi Gras parade, both the Friday and the Saturday parade. And we now have a, I think, much more clear map. I'm going to let you describe it in your words, and then I'll ask you questions, and we'll see where we get. But an hour, well, go ahead, 3 hours before the parade, 5:30 on Friday and 3 hours before the Saturday at 11 a.m., what happens?
Roads are going to be closed around the perimeter of the parade. You know, our number one priority at the Pensacola Police Department is public safety, and that is also the number one priority of Mayor Reeves. He campaigned on that. He has 100% come through with that. And his office and the staff of the police department got together after the incident in New Orleans and said, do we have room for improvement? How can we make downtown Pensacola safer for these events? They got together and they come up with some great ideas. And one of those is to back up the perimeter another block from where it normally was, which means street closures, in order to create a larger safe zone. So our safety zone. So that's what we're doing. We're also closing down Main Street for the first time this year. That is so that the floats can get off of the parade route quicker, because in the past they've had to commingle with traffic and that slowed everything down. So that's the biggest change, is the closure of Main Street this year.
And that was the one that, you know, as I talked about yesterday, I thought I understood one way, and then I looked at it some more and I wasn't sure, but now the map is much more clear. And to put this for people who don't know, obviously, the intersection of Main and Palafox is terrible during parades. It's a good idea to close that intersection to traffic and a block east or west. That makes perfect sense to me. But what we're actually doing is closing Main Street all the way from Community Maritime Park, Roos Street, all the way over to basically 9th Avenue, even up to Romana. So you will not be able to drive anywhere along there an hour before the parade Friday night and Saturday. So far, do I have it correct?
Yes, you do. And that's because that's to prevent a bottleneck. If you want to go east and west, you need to use Cervantes. That mm-hmm. will be completely open. North and south, use A Street or 9th Avenue. You will have no problems there getting around the congestion downtown.
And if you look at, again, this map that you guys put out yesterday, which is so much more clear, I really appreciate that. The map is very, very lucid. The thing that I noticed, and I brought this up with Mayor Reeves yesterday, kind of as I was thinking about what would happen, is everything south of Main. So I'm thinking like the port, I'm thinking like Fish House Atlas, I'm thinking the ferry landing, Plaza de Luna, Palafox South, the New World Landing, I forget what we call it now, but, you know, that whole area. There's massive parking in that area. And that is where I usually park. In fact, what I'll do, I'll just tell you, is I usually come down about 45 minutes before the parade. I park somewhere in that vicinity. I come in off Bayfront, 9th Avenue to Bayfront, off the expressway. And then I walk up to Spring Street where our parade takes off, and then walk back through the parade route down to my car, park, and leave. I won't be able to do that now because of the closure of that street. Plus, that whole area is going to be closed off until the parade ends. It seems like a lot of people are going to be caught by surprise with this. And that whole area of parking is likely to be more vacant, meaning people will have to park somewhere else, which is congestion elsewhere. Help me work through the thinking on why not have just Cedar Street open so you can drive around Main and Palafox instead of closing off all of Main and Bayfront.
Well, we just talked about it. If you want to avoid that and still use those parking spaces that you've used in the past, you can do that. You just need to get there an hour early. Again, Main Street is going to be closed at the last moment that we can close it in order to free it up and get people where they need to go. So that's why it's being closed an hour instead of 3 hours early. So you just get there an hour earlier and park your car before that and come on up, and you'll be able to enjoy the parade.
Okay. And, of course, Andrew McKay's solution is going to be, well, I'm parking somewhere else. I'll park probably up off of, the north side of Garden or somewhere up there instead, just because this logistically is going to be a challenge for parking. But you guys have looked at it, and again, that the bottleneck that it creates because you're shoving all the traffic to the south instead now is going to be shoved up to Cervantes. That's the idea of that closure, right?
Yeah, and also keep in mind that Main Street will also be the first street open back up after the parade. So the other streets that we keep closed, mainly the parade route, we have to keep closed in order for the blowers and street sweepers to come in and clean up. Main Street will not or should not have a lot of debris on it, so we're going to be able to open that one up as fast as possible. So if you go an hour and a half early and you're able to park south of Main Street where you normally do, you're also going to be able to get out quicker because Main Street will open up faster than the rest of the roadways around it.
Fair enough. We're going to try to get the word out about this as much as possible, because as you and I both know, not everybody, unfortunately, listens to news radio. And so not everybody's going to be aware. And I think there's going to be a lot of surprised people on Friday night and Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon. Other matters for security for the parade. We talked a little bit about this with Mayor Reeves yesterday, but I know you guys don't, and for good reasons, don't want to tell people any of the specifics that you're doing. You just want to let them work. But is there anything about security other than the expansion of the so-called no-go box around the parade, and the towing of cars if they're on the parade route. Okay, that's a very important new feature that you cannot park on the parade route. Anything else about security that you want people to know?
Well, you're going to see more officers down there. You're going to see portable barricades. And the parking on the parade route, there's signage is up now letting people know about that. That's something that we can't have on the route. So the cars will be towed. There's going to be a zero tolerance on that. But that's basically it as far as what you can see. There's also things that we're doing that we can't speak of. So, again, our main job is the protection of the public, and that's what we're going to do.
Can we say it this way? Suffice it to say, there are measures in place to protect you that you won't know about and won't see but will benefit from. Fair?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Trust us, we are the professionals. We know what we're doing. We're talking to Mike Wood, the public information officer for PPD. Hang on for just a second, Mike. I got traffic on the fives with John.
Presented by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems. With the most trusted brands, expert installation, 24/7 support, that's GeneratorSource.com. Still seeing some backups right now on I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest through Highway 29. Expect about a 10 to 15 minute delay there just due to construction and congestion. Other than that, traffic's rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. You know, all this week I've really been, not because of anything that's been in the news exactly, but it turns out it becomes news, I guess. I've been talking with our sheriffs about the electric bike problem, which it was because of this 29 crash, this Highway 29 crash, but I've just seen it a lot when I'm driving that these electric bikes seem to be everywhere downtown. Of course, we have the scooters. Has PPD done any thinking about the faster electric bikes, what would be appropriate, thought about maybe city restrictions on them, requiring licensing? I don't know. Have you guys been working on this at all at PPD?
No, it hasn't been a huge issue for us. Most of them are doing what they're supposed to be doing as if it's a normal bicycle. But there are people that do the wrong thing, that are reckless, just like the, you know, when we started having the rentable scooters, well, there was a little issues there, but that's sort of worked its way out or worked itself out. So not a big issue with us at this point.
Okay. Red light cameras. I know you guys have been, you know, that's been in place now for about what, 3 weeks. You've been actually issuing the tickets. Any updates in terms of numbers or how it's working, or just any notes about the red light camera system that, you know, PPD is kind of the last human brain line of observation on issuing those tickets?
Number wise, I don't have as far as citations that have been sent out.
Gotcha.
I can tell you that there was a problem in January, a huge problem in January, and hopefully as the word gets out, people will stop running red lights. It's a very dangerous thing to do, and like the mayor said before, we don't want to make a dime on this. That's not the intent at all. We just want to save lives. So the numbers will be coming out soon. I do know that there's been over 40 of these cases that were thrown out by officers that look at the video for one reason or another. They don't believe that this was this person should receive a citation. So we'll get the numbers to you pretty soon.
Okay. I know anecdotally, like personally, I when I'm driving around and I'm coming to a red light anywhere close to the city, even though I know it's not a red light camera light, I'm thinking about it. I think it's become a top of mind thing that makes people think. Do you know, or have you talked to any of the, you know, the street patrol to know whether they see changes or whether there have been fewer wrecks or anything like that? And again, I know it's early, but I'm just curious if there's been any just anecdotal kind of evidence about the success or not success of it.
No, it's kind of early on that. This is something that that we want to review, especially annually. This time next year, take a look at it and see if the crashes have gone down, increased, or stayed about the same. And hopefully we're looking for that decrease.
No, I totally agree with that. We did have a kind of an odd incident at the Pensacola Holiday Inn. I guess, as my understanding is, you had an employee that was in the laundry room, and there was a patron there who was aggressive, and then she wound up shooting him kind of in self-defense. Do I kind of have this right?
Yeah, there was a history there between the two. They knew each other. He had been there basically stalking her over the phone, over social media, and came to her place of employment before, which was that hotel, and was told to leave, which he did. This time he returned and he saw her in the laundry room. He approached her in the laundry room and began punching her, got her on the ground, was punching her. So she obviously feared for her safety. She drew a weapon that she legally possessed, and she shot him in the leg in order for him to get off of her, and that worked pretty well. He left and took himself to the hospital.
Oh, that's way worse than I had heard. Okay, wow. That's, I mean, thank God she had a gun, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, she did what she was supposed to do there. So once he got to the hospital, he wasn't done yet. He decided he was going to kick one of our officers. So he was charged with that and also had narcotics on him. So there were several charges that he ended up being charged with.
Wow. Is the officer, like, wounded, off duty, or okay?
No, the officer's fine.
Good. I mean, you know, fights happen. That's part of the business. And as far as you know, the woman, is she doing okay?
Yes.
Well, good. Yes, I mean, thank goodness. I thought he was a patron. I didn't realize he was just a, you know, whatever, stalker and all of the rest of the stuff. Wow. Oh, God. Okay.
We've heard these stories before where it turns out much worse.
Yeah.
And she was in a position to where she could defend herself, and that's exactly what she did.
Well, I mean, that's why we tell people, you know, get a gun, get a permit, although you don't have to have one these days. Get training and be ready. I mean, you know, you never know when you're going to need one. It's always better to have it and not need it than to, you know, need it and not have it. We always like to end with a kind of a cop myth or a did you know. I am amazed at the number of things that TV and movies get wrong about every known profession in the universe, but no more so than about law enforcement. So here's my question. When you get arrested in a movie or a TV show, the person who's getting arrested is always like, give me my phone call. I get one phone call. Like there's a constitutional, you know, the 29th Amendment or something that gives you a right to the single phone call. How does this actually work in real life?
They're going to allow you to call who you need to call, whether that be a bondsman or a family member, somebody to help assist you getting out. The jail does want people to be able to bond out to make more room. So that's not something that, you know, if you get one phone call and they're not home, that's it. You get no more phone calls. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I never thought about this before, but I just wonder, when you get arrested, are you allowed to retain your personal cell phone, and could you make a call with your cell phone, like from the car?
No, all that is taken and it's held until you're released.
Okay, it doesn't surprise me, but I just didn't know the answer, so that's why I asked. Because you know, these days you don't have to wait for the payphone at the jail or whatever. You know, or at least that was my question. So very good. All right, Mike Wood, he is a public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Clearly, I haven't been arrested in a long time, ever. But so I don't know from experience. Mike, as always.
That's good.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to keep that streak going. Mike, thank you so much for the good information. I tell your officers, I really appreciate what they're going to do for us during the parade, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
You bet. 752 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to get good advice, you want to get expert advice, not from somebody who thinks they know, but from somebody who really knows. Like, what's the market doing? You know, what do people like or dislike? What are the right prices? Is the market getting hot or slowing down? And just one of the weird things that we recently kind of discovered because of insurance renewal that we couldn't because our insurance company stopped doing policies. We had to find another one. Is if you're trying to get home insurance, you're going to have to talk to them about the age of your pipes, and you might have to video underneath the sink, and you might have to tell them the age of your water heater and all of this kind of stuff. And so when you're buying and selling a home, those things might come up. Now, if you haven't dealt with this in a while and your buyer says, hey, you're going to have to replace that water heater, and you're like, what? Well, ask a good realtor like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, do I need to replace that or not? They'll know what's normal, and they can guide you, because what you think of as normal may not be what the market is doing, and you got to know what's happening right now and what people are expecting. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community, and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, @HealthyEscambia.
Looking for the perfect kitchen, bath, or flooring? At Home Outlet, we don't just promise the guaranteed lowest price, we back it up.
Yeah, but how low are we talking?
We'll beat any competitor's price by 10%.
That's wow. But okay, what makes your store better?
Funny you should ask. We're 100% employee owned. Everyone here has a stake in making your home projects affordable and stress-free.
So I'm getting expert advice, unbeatable prices, and I'm supporting employees who actually care?
Exactly. Why shop anywhere else? Home Outlet, kitchens, baths, floors, and more at the guaranteed lowest price. Visit us at homeoutlet.com today.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Pensacola Habitat for Humanity's Block Party and Open House is Saturday from 10 till 2 at their five new homes on Massachusetts Avenue. Everyone is invited to see the homes and learn more about the organization. See PensacolaHabitat.org. Saturday night, it's Military Appreciation Night with the Ice Flyers. Active, retired, and vets get 50% off for your whole party in person at the box office. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
When E.F. Hutton talks, people listen.
So, I hate to be this guy. I really hope I'm wrong. But I am very concerned that there's going to be a giant traffic catastrophe on Saturday for the Pensacola Mardi Gras Parade because of this closure of Main and Bayfront. I just think most people aren't going to know, and they're going to get there at, you know, 1, and the road's going to be closed, and then all those cars are going to have to turn around and go somewhere. I hope it works like a gem. I do. I hope it works like a gem and everything is smooth. But John, I am concerned. Is my concern misplaced?
No, it's not at all.
All right. And, you know, look, we may try it one time and decide that it doesn't work and we'll do it different. Or I hope I'm wrong and it works great. And then, you know, Andrew looks like the dummy and everybody's safe and happy and it's wonderful. I always hope for that future. 7:55 on news. Not the part about me being a dummy, but I would always rather be wrong if I'm anticipating a bad thing.
Right.
Always. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents on the big board right now. Still seeing some delays on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, just volume delays. If you are traveling on Highway 29 just south of 9 Mile, both in the north and southbound direction, you're going to see some delays there. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Steve Taylor's in the newsroom with our headlines. Steve?
President Trump has signed an executive order that would eliminate federal funds for undocumented migrants. That order was signed yesterday. It also directs federal agencies to ensure that no funds are being used to encourage illegal immigration. It's not clear which agencies will be impacted by that executive order. The IRS is laying off over 6,000 employees. That starts today. The layoffs come as millions of Americans are waiting for their tax refunds. The IRS says it's primarily letting go of probationary workers as a part of the Trump administration's efforts to reduce the federal workforce. Delta Airlines is offering passengers on that plane that flipped over in Toronto $30,000 each. A Delta spokesperson said the offer comes with no strings attached. 80 people were on board that flight from Minneapolis when a crash landed on Monday, injuring 21 passengers. And that's what's happening.
All right, Steve, thanks for the update. Johnny, taking 30 grand?
No, because I would think that would limit my liability to sue.
Oh, yeah, it would, of course.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No. I'm not going to limit myself.
I just got flipped over in a plane that caught on fire and I'm alive. I'll probably take 30 grand is enough. I mean,
that doesn't even buy a.
If I'm not hurt, car. If I don't have medical bills,
right.
If it's just like being scared. I mean, I don't know.
You're
I don't need to bankrupt the airline over it, you know?
Traumatize the rest of your life, yeah, I can tell.
Clearly, it's going to be possible to get more money than that, but I'm definitely not a get as much money as you can kind of person in these lawsuits. That's why we're where we are with litigation and the cost of, you know, and why we need tort reform and all that. But yeah, I mean, $30,000 is more than I had when I took the flight. I don't know. Just a bunch of questions coming in about the parade. Somebody says, will we be able to access the port during the parade? The answer, as I understand it, is no. unless a cop at one of the barricades allows you to come through, because they did indicate that there might be case-by-case basis, okay? But generally speaking, the answer is no. Somebody else here says about the jail, unfortunately, speaking from experience, when you're in the booking area at the jail, they will allow you to retrieve numbers off your phone, as many as you need, I think, but at least four or five, write them on a piece of paper. And then calls are free from jail to family members and or bondsmen, which is, I didn't know that, so that's useful. And that makes sense. Let's see. The Mardi Gras parade downtown Saturday. Same as always, which is Spring Street to Garden, then up right and back down right, back down Palafox, all the way to Main Street. That's the parade route. Let's see. And somebody says, how about my tenants who need to get in and out of our parking lot next to the Sanger? So the way it was explained to me is you will not be able to get into the closed-off zone, but you will be able to depart the closed-off zone, and moving around within the closed-off zone is going to be more possible. Again, the map is up at News Radio 92.3's Facebook page. You can see it there for yourself and get answers as you need them.